Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello and welcome again to Folk Music Worldwide. With us again is Bob Carey of the Tarriers. He was in for the last show we did. On that last show, we played all music from the new record that Bob's coming out with by himself. When we got finished, we realized we hadn't had any time to play any of the music that he had been doing with the Tarriers, a group he was, a lead singer of for quite a while until he left them. So I talked him into coming back again and doing another show, all based on Tarrier music. Bob, perhaps you might want to start off the interview by telling our listeners how the Tarriers really got their start.
The Tarriers really got their start with a hit record, believe it or not.
That's the best possible way to get a start.
Yeah, the song was called the Banana Boat Song, not to be confused with Belafonte's Deo. They're two different songs about the same idea, but they are two different songs. Our song, the Banana Boat Song, took off first, and Belafonte's Deo came after our song. And that started the Tarriers off with Eric Dolling and Alan Arkin and myself.
Well, it would seem highly appropriate and thoroughly contrived that we happen to have a Banana Boat Song on the turntable and ready to go now. So here is the Tarriers with their first big hit record, the Banana Boat Song.
Hill and gully rider, hill and gully,
hill and gully rider, hill and gully,
hill and gully rider, hill and gully,
hill and gully rider, hill and gully.
Deo, deo, teddy light, and I want to go home. Deo, teddy light, and I want to go home.
Well, I'm loading the banana boats all night long. Teddy light, and I want to go home. Hey, all of the workmen sing this song.
Teddy light, and I want to go home.
And I work by moon.
Daylight and I want to
I hope
go
to
home.
Tell you when I get some money, gonna quit so soon.
Daylight and I want to go home.
See the last of me.
Banana Boat Song, done by the Tarriers, their first big hit. Bob, now that's not you on the lead in that song, right?
No, I'm singing way up top there, and I'll never hit those notes again. Never in a million years.
Who is leading? Alan Arkin?
Alan Arkin, yes.
And who is the banjo?
Eric Dolling. and he's singing second tenor.
Now, at that time, that was the three of you, right?
That was the three of us, yes.
The mm-hmm. group later changed personnel.
Oh, it changed a lot. I was going to say a heck of a lot.
don't say a heck of a lot. We're not allowed to say that on the air.
Okay, yeah, it did change. Eric left. Eric left and joined the Weavers, and we asked Eric Weisberg, to come in and join us. And then there were Clarence Cooper, myself, and Eric Weisberg. And after that, there were more changes. Marshall Brickman came into the group and made it a quartet instead of a trio. And then I left the Tarriers. So then now they're remaining a trio.
Now with?
With none of the original. With Clarence Cooper, Eric Weisberg, and Marshall Brickman.
In other words, totally new?
Totally different, totally new.
Well, let's go back and hear, before we lose them completely,
okay.
Why don't we hear one more song from that first record? By the way, that Banana Boat song was on Glory Records album?
Yes, Glory Records.
What was the title of that?
It was called The Tarriers. It was it came out right after the Banana Boat song, and the company just put it out called The Tarriers on Glory Records.
Would you recommend one other song from that first record, that first album of The Tarriers that we might want to hear?
Yeah, I think it's sort of a little historical interest that we can have right now. A song called Tom Dooley, which we recorded back in 1957, a couple of years ago, the Kingston Trio. And Tom Dooley started the Kingston Trio. They came out with a record called Tom Dooley, and that was the start of the Kingston Trio. And our Tom Dooley was recorded at least 4 years before they recorded it.
Well, let's hear then the original Tom Dooley, the Tarriers. Well, not the original, because I guess it goes back several hundred years, but
right.
the Tarriers record that beat the Kingston Trio, Tom Dooley.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
I met her on the mountain. There I took her life. I met her on the mountain. Stabbed her with my knife.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
This time tomorrow, I'd reckon where I'll be. Hadn't been for Sheriff Jason, I'd be in Tennessee.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom.
This time tomorrow, I'd reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white old tree.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Tom Dooley really a true story, Bob?
I looked it up in a couple of the books, and the name was Tom Dula, D-U-L-A. And he was a man. He was a Negro man being chased by the law for a murder he was supposed to have committed. And this is a true story.
Where did it take place?
In the West Virginia hills. The hills around West Virginia, oh, gee whiz, I couldn't tell you exactly, but it's in that hill area down there in the mountains.
By the way, on this recording we just heard, you are doing the lead.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Mm-hmm. And this one still had Alan Arkin and
Eric Darling on it, yes.
Now, the next recording you made, as I understand it, it was with Atlantic Records.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Mm-hmm. Now, by that time, had the group started to change yet?
Yes. We were very lucky. On the merits of the Banana Boat song, we were invited to Europe, and we played in Paris and Switzerland and Germany and in England. And while we were in Europe, Alan Arkin decided that he wanted to leave. And so we replaced Alan with Clarence Cooper. When we got back to the States, the Tarriers were connected with a Calypso era. Even though we only knew about two or three songs, we were the Calypso act, and we were headlining Calypso shows, and it was completely ridiculous. Eric Darling then left the Tarriers to join the Weavers when Seeger left the Weavers. Eric Darling was asked, we were handled by the same manager, and he was asked to come in and fill in for the Weavers. They had a lot of concert dates, and Eric left the Tarriers and joined the Weavers.
Let me interrupt just one second. As some of our listeners may know, the old-time ones, that theme music you hear at the opening and close of the show every week is the Weavers, with Pete Seeger before he left and Eric Darling took over. So this kind of transition of personalities in groups is quite common.
Yes, it is. On the Atlantic record, we have Eric Weisberg, who is a Juilliard student and his major at Juilliard. Juilliard is a very fine music school here in New York City. He was a bass player, believe it or not, and the banjo was just sort of a side hobby to him. But he really can play the banjo pretty well. And myself, Eric, and Clarence Cooper are on this Atlantic record.
Well, why don't we take a listen to one of the songs on that Atlantic record and get an idea of how the Tarriers sounded after that first set of changes.
Right.
What would be a good sample song?
Jordan's River. It's a nice up-tempo, spiritual-type song that I think you'll enjoy.
All right, let's hear Jordan's River as done by the second edition of the Tarriers.
We are crossing Jordan's River. Want my crown, my golden crown. Yes, we are crossing Jordan's River. Give me my crown, my golden crown. Jordan River,
that Jordan River,
it's chilly and cold.
It's chilly and cold.
Chills the body,
it chills the body.
Not the soul,
but not the soul.
We are crossing,
we are crossing
Jordan River,
that Jordan River.
Want my crown,
I want my crown,
my
Lord,
golden crown,
my golden crown.
Now when I get to heaven, come sit down on that golden throne. Well, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna sit down on that golden throne. Jordan River,
Jordan River,
chilly and cold,
it's chilly and cold. It chills the body,
not the soul,
but not the soul.
We are crossing,
we are crossing
Jordan River.
Jordan River,
my crown,
my golden crown,
my golden crown.
We are crossing,
Jordan River, done by the Chariots. I like that.
Yeah, that's a nice song.
That's a great one. Yeah. Well, if we're going to get in a commercial here.
Please do.
Yeah, why don't we take a break for it in a moment. We'll be right back with Bob Carey on Folk Music Worldwide in just one moment. All right, this is Alan Wasser again, back on Folk Music Worldwide with Bob Carey of the Tarriers. Bob, let me take a break here just for a moment to make another request that our listeners write in. The only way we can prove to anybody who cares that there is anyone out there listening is by showing them the mail we get. We get quite a bit, but nowhere near enough. So please, just sit down and write us a little letter saying, you know, you heard Folk Music Worldwide. Tell us whether you like it or not, what you'd like to hear on it, any changes you'd suggest, less the silly conversation or more good music or something. Or more silly conversation and less good music, depending on your point of view. Send the letter in to me, Alan Wasser, or just to the show, Folk Music Worldwide, at Radio New York Worldwide, 4 West 58th Street, New York, 19, New York. If you miss that address, Mel Burnham will give it to you again at the very end of the show. So have your pencil and paper ready, because I know you want to write in. Bob, I think, as I commented, I think our conversation has been a little bit on the silly side so far. And why don't we go back to a nice... The music has been the best part of the show, so why don't we do more music? What would you recommend for another record from that album?
I like to do sort of a ballad now. This ballad is called Seven Daffodils. And Lee Hayes of the Weavers wrote this song in conjunction with his sister. His sister lives down in Arkansas somewhere, and she's a very, very funny woman. She likes to write poetry, and she likes to write songs. And Lee and his sister got together and wrote this very, very beautiful song called Seven Daffodils.
I do not have a mansion, and I haven't any land, not even $1 to crinkle in my hand. And I can show you morning on a thousand hills, and kiss you and give you seven daffodils. I do not have a fortune to buy you pretty things, but I can weave you moonbeams for necklaces and rings. And I can show you on a thousand hills, and kiss you and give you seven daffodils. Seven golden daffodils, all shining in the sun, light the way of evening when our day is done. And I will give you music and a crust of bread, a pillow of pine boughs to rest your. I do not have a fortune I haven't any land, not even $1 to crinkle in my hand, but I can show you morning on a thousand hills and kiss you and give you seven daffodils. I'll kiss you and give you seven daffodils, seven daffodils.
Bob, that's a lovely song, Dan Don.
Thank you.
That's really great.
It is a pretty song, Alan.
Just before we finish, I want to establish something that the people who heard our last show will remember, that Bob Carey has now left the Tarriers, is now on his own. Bob, what are you going to be doing now?
Well, Alan, next week I'll be going up to Toronto, up to a club up in Toronto, Canada. It's a long trip, but I'm looking forward to it.
And
then I'm going out to Cleveland, Ohio, a club out in Cleveland, and probably out to the Chicago area.
Well, fun. Any of our listeners have a chance, why don't you try and catch Bob Carey if he comes into your area. And until next week, this has been Folk Music Worldwide. Alan Wasser.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Hand in hand.